You say it's unconstitutional, the tax cap. Why?
Well, it's unconstitutional for several reasons, one of which is the courts, well, never made a great deal of sense to me. The courts back in the 80s in a Levittown decision said that the inequitable funding of education could stand as long as there was a substantial local control with respect to a rational way to deal with that inequity. A property tax cap basically takes away that substantial local control by capping the amount that could be raised and by creating an override, which effectively says a yes vote is worth two-thirds of a no vote.
But 60% can override this tax cap, so isn't there local control overall?
Well, I think when you need to address an issue such as equity, and you have a phrase, substantial local control, I think that that you've taken away a real sense of local control. You know, we have a very basic equal protection concept, both in the federal constitution and New York state constitution. And there's nothing equal about my vote being worth two-thirds of someone else's vote.
What about state aid? Isn't state aid, which comes directly from Albany, not necessarily the local school budget, the local district, isn't that supposed to smooth out the inequities?
Well, I think it's the failure of the state government to adequately fund and to equitably fund education that creates the reason for the lawsuit. I mean, when you have a structure that's inequitable, and the courts have established clearly in the campaign for fiscal equity that the structure is inequitable, and then the state fails to meet the $7 billion obligation that it said it would meet. It's was supposed to be done with that by 2011, and today it's still $5 billion short. You create an inequity, and the state's failure to address that inequity and then capping the ability of locals to have the substantial control they need to address inequity is a real problem.
Specifically, what are you seeking in the law? So you just want the law tossed out completely?
Well, I mean, what we're saying is that this law is unconstitutional, so it needs to go away. More important to us, or just as important to us, is forcing the very significant and substantial conversation that has to happen in New York State. The inequitable funding of education is a underlying problem for all New Yorkers. It needs to be addressed, and this will be one avenue to get it back on a table where it belongs.
We've already received several statements from groups who don't like your lawsuit. Unshackle New York is a business group from upstate New York. They say 95% of school districts passed budgets that stayed within the cap in the tax cap's first year. 95%. So it appears the people may like it. What do you think?
Well, the people have very little choice when they're told that if you attempt to go beyond the 2% cap and you fail, and you try it a second time and you fail, you effectively have a zero tax levy. You basically are putting them in a position that their options are extremely limited. So most taxpayers are very concerned about their schools, and you're giving them a choice, zero tax levy or stay under the cap. It's not a fair choice.
We're in the first or the second half of the first full school year with the tax cap in place. What have the results been as far as you've seen from districts?
Well, the results have been devastating. Over a period of 3 years, the educational professionals in schools are down by over 30,000 positions. There have been significant losses of programs, significant programs. We have between 100 and 200 districts that are facing insolvency because the state hasn't met its obligation and the substantial local control has been taken away. So the outcome is a educational path that is devastating. And while I understand the argument that a property tax cap may make a business-friendly climate, at the end of the day, if we have an educationally unfriendly situation and we undermine education, then we undermine the state's ability to ever come out of its economic doldrums.
When this was being debated in Albany, I recall Governor Cuomo stating again and again, I don't understand why these school districts can't watch their budgets the way mom and dad do at home and why everybody else manages to stay within a certain parameter. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that first you have to start with a level playing field. We don't have one in New York State. So, you know, mom and dad would like the ability to have the right numbers of dollars to spend equitably. If you make that statement to someone who's lost their job or someone whose income is way down, you're not offering them a real option. So I understand staying within a budget, but I also understand equity. You know, when we finance a significant part of education, and every time the state share drops, the local responsibility grows. When we finance it based on a tax levy, where a wealthy district, 2% in a wealthy district could be between $500 and $1,000. 2% in a poor district like the city of Elmira just barely breaks $100. There's something wrong with that. And when you lay that on top of an equitable distribution, you're compounding the problem.
Richard Iannuzzi is president of the New York State United Teachers, which today went to state Supreme Court in Albany to challenge the 2% property tax cap enacted in New York State in June 2011. Richard Iannuzzi, thank you very much.
Glad to be here.